Here we go. Third down, goal to go from the three. They go inside. It's C.J. Wilson, and Wilson just puts his head down. He's the power back, and the Argos are in for the touchdown. That is why you get a bigger guy in there, and that's no knock on Ravion Hargrove or our guy Shamari Mason, but that is what C.J. Wilson can do for you. Ball is taken inside the five. Here comes the return. Big return up the middle, across the 40, to the 45, to the 50. He may be gone, to the 30, 20. He's going to score. And Delta State with an immediate answer on special teams and flying that football down the field. Number 11 is Tyler Kennedy, the wide receiver.
We get seven, they get seven. Returning the kickoff for seven, that was Delta State going up 14-7 in the second quarter on Saturday. And it was just kind of like that the whole game long. It was a just knockdown, drag out, back and forth offensive battle.
Jarrett here starting at the 25. The Argos got 75 yards to go. He's back to pass, fires the middle of the field.
There it
is.
Has
a man, it's Dave Durden. If Durden can run away from everybody, he's going to get in for the touchdown. You're not catching 4-3.
Woo!
Dave Durden to the house.
Yeah, baby.
So fun plays, and then, unfortunately, not so fun plays.
Here we go. Byron Jarrett takes the snap. Bounces it out to the left. Gets across. Flags fly from behind. He's going to put his head down, but the ball pops loose. Big defender comes up with it. Inside the 15, down near the 10. They're going to mark him about the 12. It's going to be a fumble.
The fumbles just absolutely killed us. Three crucial fumbles, one within our own 15 that they then scored on, one when we were driving down on their five, and then one in overtime that cost us the possession by Shamari Mason, who never fumbles the ball. It was unbelievable. Joining us now, we have Brian Henry. He is the UWF Director of Athletic Communications. Brian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Great game, horribly painful game to watch.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes that happens. I mean, it was a very exciting game. There were never any dead points in it. And unfortunately, the worst part happened when it couldn't have happened in the overtime on that fumble that Shamari had. And it wasn't even like it was that hard of a hit. That's the thing, is he was in space and around the 6 or 7 and just got hit the right way and it popped loose and it just wasn't our night, unfortunately.
Yeah, we saw amazing offense on both sides, and it just seemed like that was the key difference in the game. You cough up the ball three times, and I know we almost got a fumble in overtime that was undone because, although they recovered it, but, you know, could have had a chance. It was undone because of a defensive penalty anyway. It just seemed like that was the key. So should I assume that Coach Shinnick is planning an awful lot of ball protection drills this week?
I mean, I'm sure they'll do what they normally do. I mean, we're not a fumble-prone team. It's
right.
Just one of those things. I mean, and give Delta State credit. I mean, they obviously playing their fourth straight road game and finally getting to play a conference opponent. They wanted to prove to people that they're not the pushover. I mean, that was their biggest win since they made the playoffs in 2017. I mean, so they were fired up and ready to go and coming into our campus facility and knowing nobody had won here. And so they were jacked up, ready to go, and they won the game.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, there's no doubt it was a great game. Obviously, Delta State came to play hard, and it just felt like, oh, man, we should have had that. You know, and we should have had that in regulation by, you know, a 7 or a 14-point margin, you know, in the one case because we should have gotten that touchdown, in the other case because they shouldn't have gotten that touchdown. And it's just, you know, hard to take for a team that doesn't normally make, like you said, doesn't normally make those kind of mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, and unfortunately, the mistakes that we've been making this year are penalties. I mean, this is... It hasn't been a very disciplined team. And other teams know that, and they are trying to bait us in. I mean, that was Southwest Baptist's game plan when we went up there 2 weeks ago. Delta State obviously played into it this last weekend, and then they were successful with it. So, I mean, that's the one thing. We've got to lock down those penalties because it's free yards left and right for people.
So the broadcast did not have, you normally do a post game with Pete Shinnick. The broadcast didn't have that. But I have to assume that either you asked him then or somebody has asked him, did he consider going for the 2-point conversion either at 42-42 or prior to that at 35-35? In both cases, it seems like it would have made sense given that we couldn't be stopped on running except for when we'd fumbled at that one time. Did you ask him that question?
I did not. I wasn't, and I actually was trying to get some student athletes for the interview room post game, so I didn't even hear most of his post game press conference. I don't know. I mean, I know after the fact, hindsight's 2020, and the way we were just running it down their throats, getting 3 yards, 42-41 to win the game would have been, seemed like a rubber stamp kind of thing, but it's also, hey, it is overtime. Do you want to take that risk now, or do you want to try to put your defense back out there one more time and them try to stop them?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's,
and, you know, yeah, as you say, hindsight, I know Jamie Kennedy was kind of asking the question real time at the time. I'm sure Coach considered it, but, you know, that's why he gets paid the big money, and, you know, usually it works out pretty well. What do we have coming up this weekend at UWF?
We've got a little bit of everything. Football is home on Saturday with a 4 o'clock kick against North Greenville. It's our breast cancer awareness game, so obviously they're asking people to support that cause and wear pink if possible. Men's and women's soccer are at home this weekend. Our women's program is, they've only allowed 3 goals all season.
Wow.
They have just really locked down on defense, and they've just been playing really well. Right now they're in first place in the conference at 5-1, 7-2-1 overall. So yeah, 11 games they've only, or 10 games, and they've only allowed 3 goals. I mean, it's just kind of a typical Joe Bartlinski defense that knows how to keep people off the back line kind of thing. And then volleyball's back home this weekend. They actually suffered their first conference loss on the weekend, and unfortunately it was our first conference loss in about 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
It just shows how dominant that program has been.
They're amazing, yeah.
I don't know if, and Mississippi College is an up-and-coming program. They're, I think, 11-2 right now in the conference. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but they actually stormed the court after they beat us on Saturday up in Clinton. So, I mean, it's our volleyball program, our soccer programs, our football programs, they are all top of the GFC. And when people beat us, they are going to celebrate, as they should. I mean, it's a big deal to beat UWF in any sport. Because it doesn't happen often.
Right, and especially, so, like you said, in volleyball, and given our dominance under Coach Walt, it's impressive. Well, we'll look forward to all of that fun this weekend. And Brian Henry, he is our UWF Director of Athletic Communications, joins us Mondays after anytime we have a football game. Brian, as always, thanks for the time, sir. Go Argos.
Go Argos, Andrew.